Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is all about making the most of your travel. And we say this all of the time, that a staycation is all about travel, too. So, Olivia, a staycation can be travel as well, because we check out our own city like a tourist would.
Yes, it can. And festivals are one of the best opportunities to do that, because there's so many things to see in one place.
In one place at one time, and it's kind of already outlined for you by the festival organizers. They have all these great things for us to see and do. And the Bronze Lens Festival is coming up, and they're celebrating their 8th anniversary, 8 years of bringing all of these great short films, filmmakers who are doing dynamic films all around the U.S., as well as the world, too. So it is really, really a great event to make sure that you participate in. Now, I'm not going to try and tell you all about it. I'm going to bring in Kathleen Bertrand, who is an executive producer and founder of the Bronze Lens Festival. And she knows a lot about this and can tell you what this year's festival is going to be all about. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for making a spot for Bronze Lens Film Festival among the itinerary of all the many things that you mentioned.
Well, absolutely. We definitely have to make a spot, and a big spot, because you guys have big things going on. So why don't you first tell everyone what the Bronze Lens Festival is and what it's all about?
All right. Bronze Lens Film Festival, which started in 2010, is a platform for people of color and others that are interested to have a way to show their films, their stories, to get recognition for those films, and to meet those persons that help them step up their game. So in addition to film screenings that we have for 5 days, we also have workshops at all levels of entry into the film and television industry. So one workshop might be about legal issues and those things that you need to know. Another workshop might be about distribution. We've got a workshop on perfecting your audition, and that's being led by Lamon Rucker, who we know as Jacob on Greenleaf. But you can leave that workshop and then go to a workshop with 4 different casting directors who are going to be, you know, taking a look at your process and maybe telling you how to make it better. We have a producers roundtable, if that's your level of interest. So we have something for producers. We have a director's conversation, because if that's your interest and you want to know how to make that better, we've got the Women Superstars Luncheon, which takes place on the Friday of the festival, August 25th, and that is going to be honoring great women, as we've done every year, for their work both in front of the camera and behind the camera. And then on that Sunday, we've got Sunday Brunch with the Brothers. We've invited 4 very well-known actors to be a part of a Sunday conversation over brunch that really talks about their journey and what they're doing.
You mentioned one person from Greenleaf, but who are some of the other superstars that people may recognize, some of those names that will be participating? Because this is fantastic for those aspiring artists who are wanting to come and start really getting their foot into the door there in film making.
Absolutely. So I mentioned the Women Superstars Luncheon on Friday. One of the honorees is going to be Crystal Fox. Crystal Fox, you know her from the Haves and the Have-Nots, but she's an Atlanta native, went to North Atlanta High School. And, you know, every now and then we honor people from all over the country, but we certainly have to make sure that we let people at home know that we see their great work. For the director's conversation on Friday afternoon, that's being led by Roger Bob, who is the president of Bobcat Films here in Atlanta and L.A., on Sunday, the Sunday Brunch with the Brothers, that features Pastor Greenleaf, Keith David. It features E. Roger Mitchell, also Omar Dorsey and Timon Durrett from Queen Sugar.
Oh, that's
and
one
that's
of my favorites.
On Sunday.
I love,
oh, yes.
Yeah,
well,
I love Queen Sugar.
So Omar is Hollywood, and Timon Durrett is the Davis, the basketball-playing husband.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's going to be a very interesting conversation. They will talk about their careers as well as, you know, just maybe give a little in-depth view of what it takes to do the kind of characters that they are currently doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you guys are just joining me, all of these fantastic details about the Bronze Film Festival are being given to us by Kathleen Bertrand, who is the executive producer and also one of the founders of the Bronze Land Festival. So, I mean, it sounds like so many fantastic things are going on, but how can we participate? Do we need to buy tickets or some things free? How can we get involved with all of this?
Yes. Okay. Go to our website, which is www.bronzelens.com. And on the website, you can pick and choose among the different days or the different particular activities. So we start on Wednesday and we go through Sunday, Wednesday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 27th. The screenings on Wednesday and Thursday are all short films. And they are free of charge, thanks to our sponsorship. So on Wednesday, we're showing four short films on Wednesday evening. And then we'll come back on Thursday, and we'll have 18 short films that we will be showing all day. So that's why we call it All Shorts All Day on Thursday. And on Wednesday, it's All Shorts All Night. Just because it's back-to-back short films. And it's so much fun, and it's free of charge. So all you have to do is go to the website and click on that particular activity, All Shorts All Day, because you have to register even though there's no charge. You have to register.
Still have to register.
And that's all there is to it. But then there are several other things that you can do. A single screening, if there's a particular documentary or if there's a particular feature that you want to see, you can buy a single screening pass. Or you can just buy an indie pass that will let you see all 66 films that we're screening over the course of the weekend. There's no better bargain than that, Anita.
Well, I agree with you on that. And I know that there's some fantastic news as well that the Academy Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has also approved the Bronze Lens as a qualifying festival for the short films category.
That's right. We are so excited about having been designated by the Academy as an Oscar qualifying or Academy Award qualifying film festival for short films.
Well,
that's a huge honor.
Yeah.
Thank you. It lifts you above a few other festivals that are out there. We are one of only two film festivals in Georgia with that designation. And you have to know that the films that show at Bronze Lens are all high quality films. Our artistic director is Deidre McDonald, and Deidre's background is in film and television, and she makes sure that the films are of the highest quality that we showed over the course of those 5 days.
Well, Kathleen, I'm ready to go, and I know the listeners are as well, so just quickly give me that website again so we can check it out.
Yes, Bronze Lens Film Festival is who we are, and you can find that information at www.bronzelens.com.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. And we have
Thank
to catch
you.
Up because in full exposure here, now, Kathleen is a friend of mine, and she sang at my wedding because she's a phenomenal jazz singer. So
we do have one other event now that you mentioned that. On Sunday, August 20th, we're presenting a concert called Sisters in Song.
Oh.
And this is Atlanta's top jazz vocalist, all on one stage. It's at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center at Morehouse College. And we're going to be doing the music from the movie.
Oh,
so
I love it.
So when you think of the favorite songs from the movies that you love, like The Wiz or The Bodyguard or Lady Sings the Blues, you know, all of those, we're going to be doing the music from those movies, and it's going to be a great afternoon. So that's really how we're going to kick off the festival.
Well, Kathleen, that sounds like the best way to kick off the festival, and thank you so much for joining us. Now, you guys sit tight here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're taking a break right now, but when we come back, we have our favorite topic, quarter miles. Back in a minute here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
This sound called jazz is mine, and it's yours for all time. We've got to keep it alive, and in our hearts, we must strive to protect